Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Day for Dan Quartz.
Yeah, this guy, he's doing some soccer, right? Dan's
football off, of sorts.
And Michael's going to step in and do things, and we'll have him with some scores and things a little bit later on. It's the second all-time meeting between the Rebels and the Citadel. Ole Miss won 27-7 back in 2005. We'll actually hear a little bit of that game later in the show as well. But next, it's our Vice Chancellor of Intercollegiate Athletics, Keith Carter, is on stage two. So hang around. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check Kirk Herbstreit's pregame analysis first, before talking to your brother-in-law.
In this game, the key thing to watch will be the offensive line versus the front seven. If they can get pressure without blitzing, this could be a long night.
Okay, Kirk.
I know stuff.
Ooh, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric, and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Hotty toddy Ole Miss.
Well, we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and the special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
Ad Council.
Today's interview with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter is brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. At Outback, we've got your back.
And we do welcome you back to our Guarantee Bank pregame show. Gary, Brett, Jake, and here he is, Keith Carter.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Great. Great. Another
busy
another
time
day
of year
to play some football.
Yeah. You've got so many different teams going. I know you're constantly keeping up with games and, you know, everybody getting home safe and sound.
Yeah, this crossover season is wild for sure. Two basketball games last night, volleyball match last night, all winners, by the way, which was great. And, yeah, get to play some football here today at noon.
Go back to last week's nighttime atmosphere, start to finish. The Rebel fans brought it.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, we've had some magical, you know, game days in Vaught Hemingway, but that one's got to, you know, stack up there with the best ever. And, you know, just a credit to our fans and our game productions folks and, you know, the team. They did pretty well too to come out with the win. But it was just one of those days that, you know, we'll always remember, you know, and I think we may have another one of those coming up, maybe next week as well.
A lot of things can be scripted and have the choreography, but you mentioned the team. That's the one thing we can't control. You can't control the outcome or the plays in the game.
No doubt. And, you know, obviously we have all the faith in the world and Coach Kiffin and the staff and our young men. And, man, they played hard.
Sure
the defense
had.
Played great. Offense was a little sluggish at times. But that's the mark of a championship team when you can find different ways to win and different players step up. And that's what we saw last week.
I thought South Carolina's defensive front was just as big and physical and athletic as OU's.
Yeah, they're very difficult. Number six on the edge, and you know our line was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And you know it's been awesome to see our line just grow this year, and you know finally got the right pieces in there and are healthy, and they're playing great. So you know that's what I love about football. You know it's the ultimate team sport, and you've got to have everybody kind of clicking on all cylinders. And you know it feels like we're in a good spot right now.
One bust, we all bust in football,
no doubt.
Can you believe though this is regular season game number 10?
No, it has flown by. You know, we say it every year. You look up, and it's Thanksgiving. We're not quite there yet, but, you know, we're almost there, and it'll be Christmas time, and it'll be spring. But, it, you know, the fall goes by so fast. Once you hit that weekly schedule of playing games every week, you look up, and it's late in the season.
He's talking like an old coach talking offensive line play.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's been around long enough to figure it all out.
I've learned through the years and you know, didn't play football, but I've learned, man, you got to have it up front on both sides, and, you know, I feel like our coaches have done a great job over the past few years of recruiting those guys.
And the Lacey highlight, it just really makes your team that much better when you have that go-to back.
You do, and man, what an electric player, just a great young man.
Sure is.
You know, he's the type of guy that you just root for, and, you know, that smile just is ever present. But, man, the stats he's putting up, and, you know, what's great about him is even on the plays when he gets 3 or 4 yards, a lot of times he's you know, causing us not to get a loss, or he's making guys miss, and he's just an electric, dynamic player, and glad he's on our team.
That's the first thing Coach Giffen remarked about last week is he had one negative run. It was only for 4 yards. He said to have that many totes and only get knocked backwards by a really elite defensive front, that was spectacular.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I wouldn't mind him getting a few carries today and then maybe come on over. Come on over. You know, yeah. And, you know, the thing is he's gotten a lot of carries. You know, you got to watch that. And obviously he's a workhorse, but, you know, you got to try to protect him at times too.
After that game, the players, after talking with South Carolina a little bit, they go find our Ole Miss students and fans. And then after both basketball games, Coach Beard and Club Red taking pictures out on the stands. The importance of addressing the fans and the students for coming and supporting.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, that kind of started at OU. You know, after the game, Coach Giffen brought the team down to our fans, a lot of those obviously students as well. But, you know, I think they think it's really cool to go down and celebrate with the students. And we all know that the atmosphere, whether it's football or basketball or baseball, is driven by the student section. And we've got good ones, and they've been great this year.
We all get to be 20 on Saturday.
No doubt. There's probably, I'm glad they don't have footage of me throughout the whole game, because I would probably act like I'm 20 at times.
Or a heart rate monitor.
No doubt.
Final thoughts before we let you go, because, again, it is Military Appreciation Day. I think we ask you this each and every year that we do this, but a special time here at the stadium today.
It is, and some of these stories, you know, that we're going to get to hear today are just incredible, and, you know, can't say enough and can't say thank you enough to the folks that protect us, you know, abroad and here at home. And, you know, a lot of us get to do all the things we love because of the sacrifice they make and that their families make. So when we get to do this once a year, you know, it's one of our favorite games of the year, and can't wait to see, you know, all of our military personnel out on the field today.
I like that we get to do this, celebrate Veterans Day, and then have Thanksgiving a few weeks later, because we're thankful so much for them.
No doubt. We owe a lot to them, for sure.
We sure do.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Yep, thanks, guys. Let's get a dub.
Let's do.
Keith Carter joining us here again today on the show. No matter where you're watching this season, be sure to buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis. Go for a dose. Hadi Tadi Gashamadi. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. I got to do it before we go to break. I don't know if he's going to be able to hear us, but I don't know how many times on the public address, back somewhere in the 90s, we won't go. He's got his back to us. But Bubba to hold came across the PA. Yep, he can't hear. Bubba Bonds is out there talking and doing some things. Some of the people, obviously, have heard along the way. And so he's out there, and it's good to see him back and rolling around the old city of Oxford, too. Good times. We got to get the special teams guys in there, too, right?
We do.
Got to get them in there.
The third of the game.
Yep. There you go. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you, Bubba Bonds. How you doing? All right. Good to see you. All right. Ole Miss and the Citadel going at it today. We'll continue with our show with our Letterman's Lounge coming up next. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Today's pregame conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter was brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. Food made with the highest quality ingredients, sourced from around the world. We're back with more of the Ole Miss pregame show after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
And you couldn't find your debit card.
Nope.
But you're going to get cash.
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 Live Teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a Live Teller near you at cadencebank.com/Live Teller. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Hey Rebels fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country, where our bold mayo has been winning over fans since 1917. Where everyone's welcome, whether you're tailgating or watching from home, so cheer on the red and navy as loud as you want. Because as a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, we'll be cheering along with all the Rebels fans in Duke's Country. Find Duke's Mayo at a store near you or visit dukescountry.com to learn more.
Rebels football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Association and the Ad Council.
Fourth down and six. Georgia's got to get to the 6-yard line for a first down. 12 yards away from the TD. Same formation. Twin slots. Shotgun formation for Bobo. 1:55 to play. Fourth down. Here's the snap. Bobo looking to throw. Looking to throw. In the pocket. In trouble. Being pressured over the middle. Incomplete! It's deflected by Brock Kreitz. Intended for Hines Ward. And the Rebels will take over at the 12-yard line with 1:46 to play. Georgia has only two timeouts left.
I can see it in his eyes. You were picturing that play, weren't you?
It's hard to forget.
Yeah. Brock Kreitz is with us. And, I mentioned Bubba before the break, and then you tell us you guys were roommates throughout time.
We were roommates, yep. 95 and I think 96 even. And then, like I said, he's the one who taught me how to hunt.
And were you a good student? Good thing or bad thing?
Yes, sir. Well, he could hunt. I shouldn't hunt. No. Don't put a gun in my hand.
I know the feeling, Brock. It was always too early and too cold for me. So what was it about quarterbacks coming to this campus and starting to play other positions, huh?
That's a good question. Yeah. It was getting to the point where it was once a year where I was switching. So, yeah, it was quarterback, running back, back to quarterback. Safety and then finally linebacker. I just
with the quarterback number the whole time.
Right. I just asked Coach Goffman if he'd keep my hand out of the dirt. That's all. That was all I wanted. So linebacker was fine.
And a lot of the names on that highlight with Hines Ward went on to be an MVP of a Super Bowl, and Mike Bobo going against him just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. They had quite the lineup. I mean, 6 foot, 200-pound linebacker. I mean, any guy you go out against, especially SEC teams, they're a heck of a lot bigger, and Georgia was no exception.
But with those teams and the scholarship limitations that we had in those years,
a lot of people had to play both ways, had to play different positions. Mm-hmm. Walker Jones got moved, you know, position moved. Nate Wayne was playing everywhere, and you had to do it too.
Yep. Yeah, and it was just a part of it. I mean, and we loved it. You know, it was
playing ball.
Again, yeah, it was just playing ball. And I mean, you know, if I got a chance to be on the field, I wanted to be on the field. And a lot of guys stepped up. Eli Anding, like you said, Walker, Nate, those guys went both ways a few times. And it was a special team. I mean, it was, we took some whoopings that year. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, that was it was a special team, kind of the culmination where we built some momentum, you know, towards the end of that season with that Georgia victory. And then, we took that into 97 and had a great year, which I think surprised a lot of people.
The fans really gravitated to those teams because of that, because there was a lot of mismatches a lot of days, but you kept on plugging.
Every day. but yeah, we did. I mean, it was just, it's a testament to kind of the heart of the team and the guys that have been there and all those guys I came with in with in 93. Most of them were still there. And I mean, they stayed and they went through hell and back. And I mean, 96 was probably the bottom. And, but we stuck together and you know, it meant a lot. I mean, and then, like I said, we gained a lot of momentum into the 97 season and played some great ball.
And go cover Randy Moss.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't cover him. I was around him.
Yeah. Right. I don't think anybody on any level ever covered him.
No, they didn't.
I was just getting started doing some work with the radio network then, and remember that trip up, right, spend Christmas, play the next day. But nonetheless, you mentioned it. Special time for everybody, and what a way to finish.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, being from Chicago, I was hoping we were going somewhere sunny.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the Peach Bowl and Hawaii.
Bowl trip to Detroit.
And they said Detroit. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah. They have a bowl game?
I'm going north of where I'm from. Yeah. Anyways. But, yeah, it was a great avenue and a chance to play, you know, a really good Marshall team.
Sure was.
I mean, Chad Pennington,
sure.
Obviously Randy, and they had some a great running back and just some really talented players. And so we knew it was going to be tougher than what we, you know, people thought. And so it was back and forth. It was an exciting game. I mean, a great game.
Do you keep in touch with some of those guys?
Oh, yeah. Walker, Eli, Nate, just talked to him, Bubba, obviously. You know, the Frank Wilson, the Wickers. Yeah. So Chris Mangum, you know, we just saw him for the first time in a while. He's in our tailgate and still big and, you know, just
Great athlete.
Great athlete.
Ever Mangum ever was.
But he was a holder. I'm just going to get that in. He held like, I mean, nobody's business. I mean, well, he's strong as an ox, and then, you know,
he got his hands
on you. It was over. It was over. So, but, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do these days and how many family members made the way back here with you.
Yep. So I'm an investment advisor in Memphis. I live in Germantown. My wife is of 26 years. Met her here at Ole Miss, of course, and then got three kids. And two of them are here, and another one's visiting his girlfriend. I guess she was more important.
Well, you know, come on.
Yeah, right.
Priorities.
Look, I got it. Yeah, when he told me, I was like, I get it.
Been
get
there,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Figured it all out.
Hang out with dad or hang out with my girlfriend. So,
Oxford, obviously, and this campus has changed a little bit since those days.
Yeah, a little bit. I was telling Javon as we were walking on the Walk of Champions that this is a Citadel game, and that was still more people than we had lined up our Walk of Champions. But it's a beautiful campus, greatest campus in the world. I mean, it's awesome.
But the passion always.
Always. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Our next segment, we're going to do a player spotlight. It's going to be Suntarian Perkins. I know you've watched a little bit of football. Give us some thoughts on that guy.
Incredible athlete. I mean, he is. He's one of those guys you probably could put anywhere and he'd be successful. He's just got the motor. He's obviously got the speed, strong as can be, and he's an exciting player.
We're going to have the sack and the interception. Isn't that, that's a combination.
That's nice. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, sack and interception. I never did that.
We appreciate your time here today. They'll honor you out on the field. Yep. We have been waiting on that sack all season long because, you know, you look at the game notes, and he knew he was approaching the top 10, and he hadn't had one until last week. He got credited for that one and half of another one. And so now, at 15 and a half sacks, he is 10th all-time. He's a half a sack behind Jared Ivey. And then up the ladder, it's Cassius Ware, Derek Burgess, and Kelvin Pritchett.
That's some great names.
He's put his name in the high category.
And he's going to keep gaining on them. And that sack, that was a great Pete Golding design from the defense. He was kind of the spy. He was waiting till kind of Lenore Sellers committed, and then he was on top of him.
You know, and he has said multiple times he's been more in coverage this year than in situation on the line or in a blitz opportunity. And it's just what a lot of these players are doing, whatever it takes to win football games.
Yeah, you sacrifice the sack to be back in coverage, and then look what he got.
He gets this. Let's listen to what happened late in that game.
There's the snap. Sellers in the pocket in trouble. Only a three-man rush, and he's in trouble. Spun around. Now steps and fires downfield. It's going to be intercepted at the 45-yard line. It was intended for Attaway, and Perkins, who had dropped back as a linebacker to cover him, goes high in the air, high points it, and picks it off.
It wasn't 5 to 10 yards down the field either. It was deep down the field to get that INT.
Gary, I got a little confused when somebody said that Perk got it. I said, no, he's not that far down in coverage.
Yeah.
And then I see him up in the stands.
Yeah, you've watched him too, Jake. Join us in on this because he's been, whether he's been down on the line or he's coming in, he's blitzing, he's just kind of done. There is a reason his nickname is Get. He goes and gets the football.
He does, and it's funny. If you ever talk to him in person, you don't think he's this aggressive of a guy in the football field, right? Because he goes
really
in the
post-game. Soft-spoken.
Really soft-spoken. He goes in the post-game presser, and he's just, I'm just trying to do my job, trying to do my job, make plays for my team. And it's like, Perk, you're this hungry cat on the field making all these plays, and you go in your post-game presser, and you're just the soft-spoken guy. And it's like, come on, let's see a little aggression in the post-game presser, too.
You're the guy the other team's completely game-planning around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and he's gone from that 10.5 sacks a season ago to just finally getting some last week. But therein, again, it just goes to what these guys are buying into right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love watching these guys fly around on defense, right? And it's cool to see the storylines that we were talking about in week one and how much this team has improved in week two. I mean, we'll get to the offensive line and stuff as well. But, you know, the defense has really been surging. It's really good to see them week to week to week just look better and better and better.
And that's Coach Kiffin and this staff. When a team gets better in season, week to week, and you see it, it's very noticeable that this team is quite different than the team that went up to Kentucky.
Yep. And we talked about it. I know you had the post game. Coach told him to go down to the fans and give that high five.
Encourage him to get the 15-yarder.
Get on down there and get your 15 yards, big guy.
I'll take this one. And he can take the heat.
It's okay.
And the ball showed up on Rep Talk this week. I don't know if you guys know. The students who caught the football, they brought it to Rep Talk to have Coach Kiffin sign it.
Beautiful.
And Coach is like, yeah, I have to sign this, right?
Sure.
So, and it's a South Carolina ball, which is even funnier.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's got the Gamecocks logo on it.
On offense, they had their ball in play.
Yep.
That is tremendous. So number four has done some big things. The junior, we expect to do many more big things before the season's over. Our Player Spotlight brought to you by Outback, and we thank them for doing that. Every night is steak night down under. You can visit Outback in South Haven, Tupelo, or Flowood. It's locally operated by an Ole Miss alum since 1993. Bloomin' is booming. Next, we'll bring in David Kellum, Harry Harrison, and the head coach, Lane Kiffin. We'll see what they all have to say after a small timeout. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric, and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. That taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Farming is probably the most natural thing for a person to do. It taught me how to take pride in my work, how to put something ahead of myself. Whether it was getting up early to feed the livestock or working late to bring in the harvest, farming taught me to give it my best, no matter the job. My name is Tanner. I'm a farmer. I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
Listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey guys, this is Schaefer Davidson and my wife Lori, owners of Davidson Marble and Granite of Canton, Vicksburg, and McGee. We also have Davidson Monument Company of Forest and Kosciuszko, as well as Central Mississippi Monument Company of Carthage and Louisville.
We offer a variety of granite, marble, and bronze headstones. We are back to pre-pandemic lead times with gray granite running approximately 2 to 3 months.
We are a third-generation family-owned business serving Mississippi since 1937. Check us out on Facebook or at DavidsonMarbleAndGranite.com.
Rogers Dav Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dav's fleet. Call the Rogers Dav's Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at RogersDav's.com. Rogers Dav Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Welcome back to Vaught Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss and the Citadel about to get after it as the Rebels move on to another home game. We're stepping out of the conference this week, Coach, but still don't want to miss a beat. Keep it going.
Yeah, this will be an exciting day. Hopefully our crowd will be here and our players will be here, coaches, and everybody show up and let's have a great day and get to 1-0, which would get us to 9-1. That sounds pretty good.
Most military academies are very disciplined, and they have been this year.
Yeah, they sure are. Really hard on offense, all the formations and the dives and all that. So we're going to have to play really well. We're excited for this. I'm excited for a game that a lot of people think, okay, maybe guys won't show up to have a challenge. Let's really show up.
Well, Coach, how many teams do you get to say the starting quarterback and the backup quarterback are both of them the two leading rushers on the team? So a lot of read options. That's going to be really important that our defensive ends stay at home with gap protection today.
It is, and they play them at the same time, too. So we're going to have to tackle really well and have really good eye discipline.
I wore my squirrel hat for you this week, because you were talking about squirrel hunting. So you've become really ingrained in Mississippi if you're talking about squirrel hunting.
I've become very Mississippian, if that's a term. Like, I got a Mississippi outfit on today.
Yeah.
I got my sidekick, Fisher Ray, who knows all the Mississippi history. He's been here since day one with me, one of the few people. And this week, Fisher Ray, I had to go, okay, it's probably like some week where they kill an animal for the first day is like Saturday. I'm like, can't they just wait a day? And then Fisher actually told me it is what this week?
Squirrel season. Growing up in Mississippi, I know these seasons like the back of my hand. So I know this Sunday starts squirrel season, so it's a big weekend for us.
So you gave him the limit per day, too?
I did. Eight per day. And then next weekend starts antlerless primitive weapon season, for those that didn't know as well.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that.
So
we thought today maybe we would get some squirrels and juice out here, and we would have like a squirrel shoot off or something.
Yeah, only eight though. Nine. That could be a problem if you get nine. Only eight.
Philip will be arresting me here. Yeah. If we put nine in our bag.
I'm glad you're getting accustomed to hunting and not just the deep sea fishing that's out there.
Yeah, I'm never really not. We're joking. The hunting thing to me. I like music, and they're like, hey, when you hunt, you can't play music. You got to be quiet. I'm like, this ain't any fun.
No doubt. Hey, final thought about this game. I know that you want your guys to come out and play good.
I do. I want them to play really good in the first game mentality, first game of the year. You know, we've had these games before and played really well when they're week one. Let's do the same this week. And it's Austin Simmons' birthday today, so it'd be great for him to play amazing too.
All right. We're looking forward to that too. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Good luck.
Happy birthday to Austin. Austin's ready to go too, man. He's got his lay on and ready to roll. And we've got maybe two quarterbacks going for the Rebels today as well. We'll wait and see how it unfolds. Thanks for joining us live from Vaught Hemingway Stadium. We'll flip it back over to Brett and Gary as they continue the pregame show shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. For more than 50 years, Mississippi Asthma and Allergies board-certified team of allergists has treated patients by identifying triggers and creating personalized treatment plans. Now with 8 convenient locations across Mississippi, including Oxford, we're right next door when you need us. Treating infants to adults and Ole Miss students. Find our clinic nearest you at msaac.com. Mississippi Asthma and Allergy, helping Mississippi live life to the fullest and allergy-free.
people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check Kirk Herbstreit's pregame analysis first before talking to your brother-in-law.
In this game, the key thing to watch will be the offensive line versus the front seven. If they can get pressure without blitzing, this could be a long night.
Okay, Kirk.
I know stuff.
Ooh, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
At Methodist Rehabilitation Center, our method is compassion.
I felt supported through my entire physical recovery.
Our method is determination.
After my stroke, they were with me through every step.
Our method is expertise.
We serve patients from all 82 Mississippi counties with personalized care.
For 50 years, our method has been to celebrate every step of your physical or neurological recovery. Choose the proven method at MethodistOnline.org.
And families and the Ad Council.
Guaranteed Bank pregame show going on. Number six, Ole Miss and the Citadel. The Rebels 8-1, the Citadel 4-5 after beating VMI a week ago. You know, we really haven't gotten into the rat poison that is, but number six in that college football playoff poll. First time we've talked about it as we get inside the numbers a little bit in this segment.
Yeah, Gary, I think it's because we're all kind of taught not to take that bait, but you're proud of it, but you know it's the first one, it's just the beginning, and you know the trite cliched saying about the only one that matters is the one that will be released that Sunday morning. That's the one that matters, but to stay relevant, you have to keep winning to stay in the polls.
The athletic director kind of led you into some discussion here in Inside the Numbers. What's one of those numbers?
Mine is only two sacks allowed in SEC play by our offensive line, by our line play. And I think there's a lot of contributing factors to that. One, we've really gotten better as the year has gone on in the offensive line. And we've got our five guys that we've been fortunate enough to stay with all year, you know, through injury, not having to miss much time. You know, last week I think Patrick Kudus had to come out for a play, and you can take a play or two, but to ask a backup or to really get down, you know, to that seventh, eighth lineman, that's hard for any team in the country to do, especially now with NIL and everybody wanting to play and play immediately. We've had that consistency, but also Trinidad Chambliss's escapability, it's going to be hard to get to him, even with a direct, you know, off the edge, a blitz. It's hard to get to him, but our line play, run blocking and pass blocking, the continuity of it and the consistency of it has really been stellar.
Second in the SEC and 12th nationally at just 8 sacks overall allowed. Jake, what's a number?
Yeah, well, Coach Kiffin talked about it in his interview just a moment ago with DK and Harry about, you know, the Citadel having played both their quarterbacks sometimes at the same time too. So my number is 183. Both have combined for 183 carries this year.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
That's a lot of keepers.
You never see that.
That's a lot of keepers and kind of old-fashioned Little League football cross bucks.
Yep. They actually will play them both, 472 yards for Tompkins, 466 yards for Hayes. Hayes gets in the end zone. He's the guy that scored it 6 times, and Tompkins so far only once. But you got to be ready for that. There's no doubt.
But this is the assignment football day.
No
doubt. Anytime you play anybody with all that option, variation, veer, whatever you want to call it, just play assignment football, because if you take the bait, you're beat.
And would it surprise you to say, all right, Ole Miss has been penalized 62 times, for almost 600 yards. The Citadel, only 35 penalties through night. Discipline, right? You go to the Citadel, you're going to be disciplined, or you would at least think so,
and,
right?
And they want to go on those long drives and play keep away.
Let me bring this in as some of the final numbers. And, you know, it's part of what we've talked about with players who will do anything for this Ole Miss team to win games. 28, 27, 25, and 24.
That's not a missile launching code, is it?
No, it's not. Harrison Wallace has caught 28 passes. Deuce Alexander, 27. Deshaun Stribling, 25. And Daquan Wright, 24.
Right. Every one of them could be somewhere else and have a 4 as the first number. Could be up in the 40s. And instead, they're all the first one around the guy with the big catch. You know, last week, the Deuce Alexander catch. We've had somebody make the Sports Center catch in almost every game, Jake.
I was just about to say, wide receiver you, right? We talked about it a couple weeks ago. And just somehow, some way, unselfish wide receivers come to Oxford to play football. And it is amazing how everybody's just able, the coaching staff, rather, is able to bring these guys in.
And when you hear Coach Lane Kiffin in August, when he speaks and he says this, you better be listening. When he said in August this was the best receiving core he had ever had here, well, that speaks volumes because he's had the receiving core.
Yeah.
And the final number we learned was the bag limit is 8 on squirrels.
Yep.
And if you were to come to the Grove and try and do that, that would be frowned upon. But I did see
– we'll bring the 12 gauge.
I did see a few squirrels cringe a little bit in some of the oak trees moments ago when that subject was brought up.
I know you've been squirrel hunting.
I
have too. But unfortunately, I also had squirrel stew. Never again in my life.
No?
No.
No squirrel stew.
No.
Shelter Insurance brought all those great numbers to you. Inside the numbers for your auto, home, and...
He's going to get up in the low 70s, and Harry's tried to find a uniform. He still thinks he's got a little bit of eligibility.
Well, if I did, I'd want to play against Citadel for sure.
not
anybody
SEC
before or after. That's correct. That is correct. But, you know, these guys are going to come in here and try to play hard, obviously, Citadel. And I've seen a bunch of film on them. But their defense looks pretty quick. They're running the ball very well. But they've been running against SoCon offenses. So we'll see how that they tend to crowd the line of scrimmage. So we'll see if the Ole Miss passing game doesn't really loosen that up as the game wears on. And then they're really run-heavy offense, David. They run both I've never seen this before. Their starting quarterback and their backup quarterback are the two leading rushers at yardage-wise on the season, which is you'll never see that certainly in the SEC or anywhere else.
And really, you talked to Lane about that a moment ago, and we talked about how disciplined they are, too. They're the least penalized team in the SoCon as well. So you're going to get a group that's confident. You know, football may not be as big in their lives as some other things, to say the least, but I noticed in their notes and Brett, appreciate this because we've been looking at notes for years. Two quarterbacks, one system. They didn't want to say a two quarterback system,
exactly.
But they've got a dual setup. Both guys are really good. One's a lefty, one's a righty, and Kobe Tompkins came in from Air Force, and then Quentin Hayes is there. But nice 1-2 punch. They've got, I don't know if you guys have put the numbers, about 938 yards rushing, 1,006 passing, 17 touchdowns.
Harry, you used to see a lot of these offenses like this, and that's why I said earlier, this is an assignment football day.
Well, it is. You know, I talked to Lane about it. Strong side defensive ends and those linebackers are going to definitely have to be gap containment because they like to run the read option. They like to pull it. They're going to run a bunch of quarterback draws. What little passing game I saw, they were quick outs. They were slants. They were sprint out and try to throw. The quarterback, Quentin Hayes, in the film I saw, was not throwing it very well, so I don't think they're going to lean too heavily on the passing game. But Rebels may play a lot of man coverage and just crowd the line of scrimmage and dare them to throw it. So we'll see as the game progresses.
And a day for a player that maybe hadn't played a lot this year to get some run today to show the coaches and to show people that he deserves more playing time the rest of the year.
Well, you must have seen my keys here going on stats, but yeah, let's hope You know, and I don't want to bring this up because we just had the first college football playoff, you know, vote, and I'm sure y'all, but if eye candy is part of that ranking, then we don't need to play down to Citadel. We need to play up to a blowout or something of that effect because we want to keep the eye candy going.
Yeah, and you're looking at being number six in the first one, which was really better when we were in the polls, and then would host a number 11 Virginia in Oxford. I was laughing. I tweeted that that would be the Faulkner Bowl, I guess, if that were to happen down the road. But I think that's a great point, Brett, you know, the And being purists like we are, you kind of hate that to a certain extent that you got to do that. But and it may not happen. It could be that the Citadel says we're not allowing that because their head coach on his coach's show this week, I listened to it. He said we're not going to snap the ball till the play clock gets to 1 second. So he's definitely trying to shorten the game.
Well, you want to go three and out a lot.
Yeah,
get them off the field.
And that can get aggravating when you can't get the ball back when they're kind of playing kind of hypnotic football.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not going to come in here with a better roster, that's for sure. So they're going to do everything they do to keep this Rebel offense on the sideline.
All right, man, we'll move, and we've got Michael to do some scores or at least tell us who's playing later on in the day. And then we'll kick it off at about 12:02. We'll see you men over there in the stadium in just a little while.
All right, thank you, guys.
Gentlemen.
Great job. Thank you, guys.
Gentile is the apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. You can check out the new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at gentileapparel.com. Landry is on the Oxford Square next time you're in the city. Gentile Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. We're all wearing some different kind of red today from Gentile. All right, my friends, Michael Collins talks to us next. We'll leave him in the studio to give us a look at the upcoming games today all across the SEC in the top 25. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Hey, Rebels fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country, where our bold mayo has been winning over fans since 1917, where everyone's welcome, whether you're tailgating or watching from home, so cheer on the red and navy as loud as you want, because as a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, we'll be cheering along with all the Rebels fans in Duke's Country. Find Duke's Mayo at a store near you or visit dukescountry.com to learn more.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, home of the Rebels, where over 64,000 voices rise to a crescendo, helping turn big plays into Mississippi mayhem. Ford trucks have an iconic tradition, too, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 48 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 to 2024 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah, we got it!
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
So.
Mike Collins with you inside the Learfield Network studios, giving you a look at today in the SEC in the top 25. At noon or 11 o'clock Central, fifth-ranked Georgia on the road today in Starkville is Mississippi State bouncing back, getting their first win in conference play last week. They look to play spoiler against the Dogs today. Later today, Texas A&M 8-0 on the season, top three in the country. They will look to play Missouri in Columbia. Missouri without tight end Brett Norfleet today, and they are on quarterback three. Matt Zollers, a true freshman, in relief against Vanderbilt last week, went 14 of 23, 138 yards, and one touchdown in relief for the injured quarterback. Later today, 16th-ranked Vanderbilt hosts Auburn. Diego Pavia, currently in his career 3-0 against Hugh Freeze, but that doesn't matter anymore as Hugh Freeze is no longer with the Tigers. This one's in Nashville at 3 p.m. 7:30 later tonight, LSU going to Tuscaloosa to take on the 7-1 Crimson Tide. Ty Simpson on the season, 2,000 yards plus passing, 20 touchdowns to only one interception. Alabama looks to stay perfect in SEC play. And your night slate at 6:30 p.m., Kentucky. Getting a win last week. They are 1-5 at SEC play, turning to freshman Cutter Bowley at quarterback. They host the 3-5 Florida Gators. Looking to the top 25 coming up at the top of the hour, second-ranked Indiana and Penn State go toe-to-toe in Happy Valley. Indiana looking to get to 10-0 on the season. And also coming up at the top of the hour, 7th-ranked BYU and 8th-ranked Texas Tech, the Big 12 quasi-championship before we get to December. Those teams ranked 7th and 8th in the standings. Also, Ohio State playing Purdue at noon, and later today in Kinnick Stadium, 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes host the Oregon Ducks. That's it for the SEC and Top 25 look-in. We're going to head back to the Grove. Here's Gary, Brett, and Jake.
Thank you very much, Mike. And it's on a day here where you were expecting to watch that Indiana-Penn State game, to see Florida State where they back Clemson. Instead, you get 4-4 and 3-5 in that one. Now we're paying attention to BYU-Texas Tech a little bit closer than you would with number 7 versus number 8. As he mentioned in those top 25 scores, Oregon coming to Iowa. We were going to pay attention to that, but now bigger stuff on the line for the Ducks and maybe even for the Hawkeyes in this college football playoff world. And then in SEC play, Mississippi State has obviously been right there on the cusp. They got themselves an SEC win. It is Georgia today. And can Mizzou, with quarterback number 3, put finally a loss on Texas A&M?
And unbelievably, Bama and LSU not at the fever pitch normally is with the 3 losses and the coaching change for the LSU Tigers. But no surprise, the respect we all have and really affinity we all have for Jeff Lebby, we knew he would get a representative football team on the field. And a lot of people having the Georgia Bulldogs on upset alert in that game in Starkville.
All right, to that upset point, Jake, is this the day right where we're like, okay, the schedule is what it is. We've got that first game right of the day, BYU-Texas Tech. But is this where college football rolls snake eyes to somebody?
I don't know. I'm a fan of parity. I don't like to see the same people over and over and over again win. I think it's fun to see different fan bases win. Obviously, now that was my mid-major mindset back in the day before coming to Ole Miss. And now I want to see Ole Miss succeed. And obviously, I want to see us in the
coming up. And you're just sitting there going, boy, I have to live this again.
Yeah, I mean, our coaches were good about not just, getting on to us a whole lot during the football game because they wanted to keep us, focused and our mind right. But you think about that all the way home. If it's an away game, you think about it on the plane. You know, you talk to your buddies, oh, man, he's going to rip us on he's going to rip me on this play. And because, you didn't do what you're supposed to do and play didn't turn out the way you're supposed to. And as a quarterback, you know, that could be an interception at a big point in the game. And turning the ball over as a quarterback is one of the biggest things you try not to do. And but you got to live with it and learn from it. And, fortunately, I had some great coaches here when I was here to play and really teach me through those moments.
All right, John, thanks for joining us again. And we'll have you back on here with David and Harry a little bit later on.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
John Darnell on the sidelines again for today's game. The University of Mississippi Medical Center has been a part of all that we do here at Ole Miss by bringing education, research, and health care to Mississippi and statewide. UMMC is all for your health. Karen Lincheski is out in the Grove, and the Duke's Mayo Grove Report is next. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
There's team pride, and then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hotty toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
At Council.
Fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country. Get your tailgates ready and visit dukescountry.com.
Good morning, Rebel fans. It's Kieran Lincheski, and I'm back in the Grove for the second to last Grove Report for the season of the regular season. It's a misty, overcast morning here in the Grove and in Oxford, Mississippi. It's perfect fall college football November weather. I'm seeing kids make towers out of the trash cans for Trash Can Friday, so there's some room in the Grove to move around today. This is an exciting day. The last time the Ole Miss and the Citadel played was 2005. I was one. So I am super excited to be a part of history again and host the Citadel here in Oxford. And it smells like barbecue and ribs this morning. I've seen eggs. I've seen sausage. So I'm excited to see what these tents have going on. Right off the Walk of Champions with the tent that has some side paneling to it. So it feels very private and cozy. I like it, especially in fall. It's those fall cozy vibes. But they have the Trinidad and Tobago flags hanging from it. And it just caught my eye. And it's called With Love from the 618 to the Sip Tent, and I am with the creator, Lindsay Darnell, which we had a little small moment, like small world moment here, because her daughter and I are both sorority sisters together at 80 Pi, so that's amazing. So welcome to the Grove Report, and tell me a little bit about the tent and how it got started.
Hi, so I'm Lindsay Darnell, so we are from Sarah, Illinois. That's where the 618 comes from. That's our area code. So we have been here for 5 years on the Walk of Champions because it's the best place. We love getting to see Juice. We love getting to see Lane. So this is our family tent for the Darnells. So it's just our family. We have two daughters. As our oldest, you said, was an 80 Pi and a sorority sister yourself. We have a younger, and she just graduated with her master's in Town C. We have a younger daughter that's a senior, and she's a Delta Gamma. And so we wanted to have a place. We have a home here in Oxford, and we're here for every game. But we also wanted to have a tent that was like home. It was home base for our daughters and all their sorority sisters and their parents to come and join us when we're here. So this is just our family tent, but it's for family and friends. And we love it here.
It definitely feels like it's for family and friends because it just has this cozy vibe to it. And you were saying that your family comes from Southern Illinois each game. That's amazing. So it is, what is it, two Navy tents together, yes. Side paneling. Like I said, keep it private and cozy, but all is welcome. So what do we have food-wise? I see some croissants, maybe, some ham and cheese sandwiches, some really decorative cookies. No, it's an early game. Well, noon. So yes. What do we got going on today? So today is a casual day, so we always have all our drinks. So we started out with some Red Rebels. We have some great custom cookies we always have every week for the set. So today's cookies are Beat the Citadel and some Hottie Toddy and some Rebels. Today is breakfast, so we always have our favorite breakfast sandwiches. Rascals is the best place to make your breakfast biscuits. So we've got all those. We all have donuts from our favorite place, Ollie's. We love Ollie's on South Lamar. And then we have fruit trays and all kinds of assorted. So today is just casual breakfast. Because after the game, we will bring out we have all kinds of food from My Michelle's. So afterwards, we bring out our chicken strips and our sandwiches and all that. So today's actually a twofer. We do breakfast before the game, and then we do lunch after the game.
Well, so I'm fixing to stop by afterwards, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You said you had your drink Red Rebels, is that?
So
what is that creation?
So we have a Red Rebel. So it is actually a twist on an Alabama Yellowhammer. Sorry, we're not Bama fans. But we took that and turned them red a little bit. So it's got some vodka and some rum and some amaretto and some pineapple juice and orange juice and some grenadine. So that's what we love to call a Red Rebel. So we don't need to have a Yellowhammer. A Red Rebel makes it that much better.
A Red Rebel. That looks delicious. That's the first one I've heard of that.
Bloody Marys and some golfers. So that's what's on the menu for this morning.
And like you said, you have breakfast and then you have lunch post game. That's
lunch
awesome.
We have lunch post game.
What time did you get here to set up?
We got here about 7:30 this morning.
Okay, and then did you go back home or
stay here? We got here about 7:30. We stayed. Today's a light decor for decorations. We are all tented in, and we do that so that we can enjoy the walk. Today's a light day because it's so early in the morning to decorate. So
it is early in the morning to decorate. I've done La Grove set up once, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of work each week. Okay, so before I let you go, my favorite question to ask each week is, what is the one go-to thing you must have for your tent each game day? Whether that's drink, decor, food, what is your go-to?
I would say for us, if you're going to be on the Walk of Champions, you can't mention it in. For us, it is we have some screen tent sides, and then we have roped up banners. It's unfortunately for us, it's location, location, location. So for us is to be kind of cozied in and to make sure our family and friends have a great view of Juice, Blaine, and Trinidad and the rest of our awesome team.
Okay, I was wondering, that was one of my questions, why is the fence in? But there you go, so you can secure your walk spot.
We can secure our walk spot, make sure our family and friends have room, and to keep the people out. When you're next to the frats, we love the frats, but sometimes they bring way too many people.
A lot of people in. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lindsay. I really appreciate it. This is Ole Miss Football, powered by Learfield.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Trey Willis, left tackle.
Marshall Jones, wide receiver.
Alex Philbin, running back.
Hi, I'm Tim from C Spire. Am I in the right place?
It always pays to have the right players on your team. That's why C Spire gives you fiber-fast home internet, nationwide 5G wireless, and best-in-class business solutions. All backed by local 24/7 support. C Spire, customer inspired.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pour beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
In life and in business, one thing is certain, change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
There's a snap, the handoff to Wilkins. He's going to run to the near side, has the first down, the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline, still on his feet, the 35, 30. Nobody can catch him. He's going to go. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
What was designed, David, off the right side to pick up 2 or 3 yards, simply kicked it out of down the Rebel sideline, and Jordan Wilkins just jaunts down to the Rebel end zone.
73-yard run for Wilkins for the touchdown.
That was on this date, November 8th in 2014. The Rebels on their way that year to the Peach Bowl. Jordan Wilkins from Memphis rips off that 73-yarder against Presbyterian, a 48-0 win. And, Gary, that's the last time we've played on this date, all time on this date, 7-5. The first time to play on this date in 1901 against LSU. It was a loss. We don't talk about those. We don't spend too much time on 1901, our losses, do
no,
we?
No.
But really a pretty good record for this date. And Gary, I'm thinking of all this winning the last few years we're doing. We're building a big catalog of great highlights for future people to do this date, aren't we?
I hope so. I hope so.
And one we all remember, 2003, down on the plains at Auburn in an Ole Miss win. Jordan Wilkins, he went 73 yards. Here's Brandon Jacobs going 1 yard.
From the two, first and goal, right between the hashes, I formation, Rosano, Jacobs, Townsend's in there at the wing too. Eli Manning under center, Auburn stacked in tight. From the two, there's the snap to give to Jacobs, right side, he's in the end zone! Touchdown! Ole Miss, the Rebels have taken the lead with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play.
I believe you talked about that right side. We talked about a whole lot of humanity over there. Stacy Andrews and big Marcus Johnson. Great surge off the right side. Brandon Jacobs at 235 just runs it in there for the go-ahead touchdown.
Dave and Harry sound like they always have sounded, don't they?
Absolutely.
And the Nat sound, did you catch that in the background down on the plains, that big win? We know how special that was that night to beat Auburn.
Well, let's also look back because Ole Miss and the Citadel have only played one time 20 years ago. Ole Miss won the game 27-7, and when you have a great play-by-play guy like David Kellum, he sends you things like this to listen from 20 years ago.
The Citadel starts at the 20, first down and 10 as we get ready for quarter number three with Ole Miss leading 3-0. Shotgun formation for Justin Knox. He puts a man in motion, takes the high snap, options to the far side, pitches to his tailback, threw it behind him. It's loose on the ground, picked up by Travis Johnson. Touchdown, Ole Miss, as he took it in from about 10 yards out. It was stripped by Patrick Willis, and then Travis Johnson, the senior from Shannon, picked it up and scored. Well, we can't get in the offense, but the Rebel defense just gave us a touchdown.
Hey, if you're an old-fashioned football fan, you like defense, and you got to get excited already. Ole Miss score on the very first opening play here, the second half.
Third down and inches for the score. Ball right in the middle of the field, just inches away from the goal line. Spurlock under center. Quarterback sneaks. Spurlock sticks it in. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Spurlock brings Espy in motion to the near side. There's the snap. He fakes. Runs to his right. Has a man. Got Espy caught at the 8 to the 5. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Beautiful fake there to Miko McSwain. Michael Spurlock just comes out from the fake and gets it out in the flat to Mike Espy, and he just dives in the end zone, avoiding the tackle, scores the touchdown. Nice drive here for the Ole Miss offense. Got a little spark there. Good blocking by that offensive line. Good running by Miko McSwain. Excellent decisions by Michael Spurlock.
And the Rebels up 23-7 with a 1:55 to go in the third quarter, and the Ole Miss offense has scored now two times their own impressive drives.
Miko McSwain, 20 carries, 122 in that game. We heard the names. Michael Spurlock as a quarterback. We heard Travis Johnson as a defender. And some guy named Patrick Willis.
Yeah, on his way to Canton. and that play that year, you know, had some troubles on offense, new staff. But had to get your offense from the defense. But in the history of Ole Miss football, one of the all-time great athletes, Michael Spurlock.
When we return, we'll have a final thought, but I'll let you know Mississippi Baptist Medical Center was selected the number one hospital in Mississippi and in the Jackson, Mississippi region by the U.S. News and World Report for the seventh year in a row. If you need more information, baptistonline.org/MBMC. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
And you couldn't find your debit card.
Nope.
But you're going to get cash.
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 Live Teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a Live Teller near you at cadencebank.com/Live Teller. Equal Opportunity Lender. Member FDIC.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, home of the Rebels, where over 64,000 voices rise to a crescendo, helping turn big plays into Mississippi mayhem. Ford trucks have an iconic tradition, too, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 48 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 and 2024 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Well, we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
And it's flu season again. Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your care crew. TrustCare. Feel better faster.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
And the Ad Council.
Oh, it's been a fun show really here today, the Guarantee Bank pregame show. You know, I've even joked in the basketball. We're figuring it all out in week 10, right
here at the end.
We're getting everything down, kind of staying on time and moving along. Learn a little bit of everything, including stuff about squirrels, whether we wanted to or not. Final thought.
But today is a day about Ole Miss and about playing well against that tape, against maybe the rest of the country watching the game.
In their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Institute and the Ad Council.
Ole Miss football.
Brady for the goal line. Did he break it?
Touchdown!
Oh, it's gobbled up, and the Rebels get it.
Wide open!
And the Rebels are in this.
One snap at a time.
Intercepted by the Rebels.
Keep the throttle on. We run.
We didn't come here to be good. We came here to be great.
This is Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Guarantee Bank on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. Brought to you by Regions, official bank of the SEC. And by Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
And welcome back to Vaught Hemingway Stadium, where the fog is gone, the sun's popped out, we got fluffy clouds and a beautiful day. 70 degrees is what we anticipate will be the kickoff temperature. We're a little bit below that at the moment. And we are in our countdown to kickoff portion of the pregame show presented by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today and hidey tidey. 31 minutes, 56 seconds away from kickoff. You need that exact time. Ole Miss comes in 8-1, 5-1 in the SEC. The first college football poll came out, and the Rebels are in the at least number 6. We're number 7 in the two polls. Coach Lane Kiffin, 52-19 in his sixth season. And the head coach for the Citadel is Maurice Drayton in his third season, 9-23. He's got the Citadel this year, though, at 4-5, 3-3. In the Southern Conference, or the SoCon. Of course, we're at Vaught Hemingway, as we mentioned, Ole Miss against non-conference opponents here under Lane Kiffin, 19-0 in the regular season. This is the second meeting ever between the two schools. We played back in 2005, and Gary and Brett had a recap of that game earlier in the pregame, where Ole Miss put 21 points together in one quarter, eventually won at 27-7, and we'll be dealing with a very disciplined team. The Citadel's Military College of South Carolina. They're located in Charleston, 3,793 enrollment. They're FCS, and as you mentioned, in the Southern Conference, which also includes Mercer, Western Carolina, Chattanooga, Furman, East Tennessee State, Wofford, Samford, and BMI, who they beat last week. In fact, scored 28 points in the fourth quarter to come back to win that one by a score of 35-24 in the Military Classic of the South. They give this hat back and forth, and so the Citadel got to take the hat. You know, Coach Drayton is a former standout player and defensive coordinator for the Citadel. He also has some pro experience. In fact, one thing he has in common with Lane Kiffin, he's been on the Raiders staff. Of course, several years later, Lane was the former head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and Maurice Drayton was special teams coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. He was a two-year starter cornerback and finished a career with 145 tackles and 17 pass breakups and 3 picks as a player, and now coaching his alma mater. One of the funny things about the game last week against BMI, he heard the locker rooms were side by side and shared a wall, and he heard BMI celebrating halftime, made his team hush and sit there and listen to that. And then they came back out and got fired up, had 28-point fourth quarter. And he told folks on his coach's show this week that he wants to snap it with 1 second on the clock to try to reduce the game today. So we'll see how Citadel stacks up against the sixth best team in the country, but they're very disciplined, and Ole Miss has got to come to play. That's for sure for this one. Since 78, the decision to reclassify D1 football into FBS and FCS, Citadel leads the SoCon in victories over FBS opponents. In fact, they got 9 wins. They've knocked off in their past Georgia Tech, South Carolina, and Arkansas. So you don't want to be in that group, that's for sure. Hey, on countdown to kickoff, we're going to have the starting lineups for you coming up a little bit later. We'll get Harry's thoughts about what it's going to take to win this. We'll get an injury update from John Darnell. And then the coin toss and kickoff and play non-conference football, Ole Miss against the Citadel, all coming up on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Inspired by the moments that matter. The last-second touchdowns, the rivals outranked, the play fakes that surprised everyone. Especially the other guy's defense. At Ceasefire, we connect you with all of it, on and off the field. With nationwide 5G wireless, fiber home internet, and business IT solutions. Because we're not just in your town, we're on your team. Ceasefire. Customer inspired.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check if they're going for it on fourth down. Before going to the concession stand.
Yeah, give me 3 hot dogs, 2 jumbo
pizzas. Hot dog, baby! What?
Hey, buddy, you want cheese with those?
Yeah, checking first is smart.
No.
So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Hey guys, this is Schaefer Davidson and my wife Lori, owners of Davidson Marble and Granite of Canton, Vicksburg, and McGee. We also have Davidson Monument Company of Forest and Kosciuszko, as well as Central Mississippi Monument Company of Carthage and Louisville.
We offer a variety of granite, marble, and bronze headstones. We are back to pre-pandemic lead times with gray granite running approximately 2 to 3 months.
We are a third-generation family-owned business serving Mississippi since 1937. Check us out on Facebook or at DavidsonMarbleAndGranite.com.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at RogersDabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And Heidi Tidy, we're 26 minutes away from the kickoff here. Time to look at the two starting lineups for these two teams. We'll go with the defense first. Riley Jackson is the defense coordinator for the Citadel. They're giving up 405 yards per game. They're not as athletic as Ole Miss, the Rebel offense is, but they're very tough, disciplined defense. They're a military team. They do have, so far on the year, 19 quarterback sacks, 5 interceptions, and 4 fumble recoveries. At nose tackle, number 76, Jordan Marks. He's a graduate student from Alpharetta, Georgia. And defensive tackle, number 93, Chris Iverson, graduate student from Richmond, Virginia. Both of them are only 6 feet tall. And the defensive end on the right side, kind of short, stocky defensive end with a good motor, best pass rusher, but only at 6 foot. The junior from Haines City, Florida, 91, Chris Benton. Benton is second on the team with 4.5 tackles for losses, leads in with 4.5 sacks, and is second on the team with 4 quarterback hurries. The Bandit stand-up outside linebacker defensive end hybrid, if you will, is number 19, Jeremiah Holmes. He's a junior from Durham, North Carolina. 3 quarterback sacks, is second on the team, leads the team with 5 quarterback hurries. The linebackers are number 5, Jamazin Roberts, a redshirt junior from Milledgeville, Georgia. He's preseason first-team All-SoCon. And at linebacker number 45, Mikey Rosa, a redshirt sophomore from Charleston, South Carolina. 54 tackles is third on the team. He actually leads the team in solo stops with 34 and TFLs with 7 and in quarterback sacks with 4.5. The nickelback's number 26, Nolan Jones, graduate student from Atlanta, Georgia, transfer from Benedict College. He's second on the team with 4 pass breakups. And then you go to the defensive backfield at cornerback number 7, Bradley Jones. He is really quick, a junior from Greenwood, South Carolina. He has a fumble recovery for a touchdown. He leads the team with 7 pass breakups, and it's on the Citadel track team, too. SoCon reigning champ in the 60-meter indoor, the 100 and 200-meter outdoors. He's a SoCon track MVP, runs a 10.31 100-meter dash. Bradley Jones at cornerback. And at the other corner, number 10, that'll be Drew Yangweso. He is a graduate student from Tacoma, Washington, a transfer from Moorhead State in Kentucky. He's got 1 interception. Strong safeties, number 13, Cale Williams, a senior from Canton, Georgia. He's preseason first team all SoCon. 65 tackles to lead the team in his strong safety spot. He leads them in solo stops, tied for the lead with 34. He has 1 interception. The free safety is number 8, a graduate student from Columbia, South Carolina. The home of the Gamecocks, transfer from Indiana, and that's Tyreek McDaniel, second on the team with 60 tackles and 33 solo stops. He has 1 interception as well. And that's a look at the Citadel defense for the Ole Miss Rebels. Coordinators Pete Golding, 42 TFLs, 19 quarterback sacks, 52 quarterback hurries, 3 fumble recoveries, and 5 interceptions for the Ole Miss defense to this point. And at nose tackle, 52, William Eccles, a sophomore from Houston, Mississippi. 3.5 sacks is second on the team. He's got 5.5 tackles for losses as well. At defensive end, number 5, Cam Franklin, a sophomore from Lake Cormorant, Mississippi. 46 tackles is third on the team. 6.5 TFLs and 3.5 sacks are second on the team. But he leads Ole Miss with 14 quarterback hurries. And at defensive tackle, number 51, Xavier Harris, the senior from Canton, Mississippi. 7 tackles for a loss leads Ole Miss. He's got three sacks to go along with that and an interception on the year. And at the edge rusher, number four, Santarin Perkins. Perkins, 10th all-time in career quarterback sacks at Ole Miss with 15.5 so far this year. He's got the one sack, but he's got 47 total tackles, second on the team, 4.5 tackles for losses, and an interception. The star position is number 14, Kapena Gushkin. Gushkin is the senior from Hawaii, transferred from Washington State. 23 solo stops for him. The linebacker is number 6, T.J. Dottery, the junior from Montgomery, Alabama. Came to Ole Miss a few years ago from Clemson. 56 total tackles, 28 solo, leads Ole Miss. At linebacker number 30, Jaden Yates, the junior from Columbus, Ohio, transfer from Marshall. 45 total tackles. And then the cornerbacks, Ricky Fletcher, number 9, junior from Durant, Mississippi. Antonio Kite will probably be out. We'll find out from John here in just a moment. And quarterback number 32, Chris Graves, the junior from Fort Myers, Florida, the transfer from Miami. The safeties, number 16, Wydette Williams, the senior from Lake Providence, Louisiana. Started his career at Delta State, then ULM, and now at Ole Miss. He leads Ole Miss with 2 interceptions and with 6 pass breakups. He's second on the team, 26 solo stops. 5 total tackles and an interception last week in the win over South Carolina. And at safety, number 2, Jalen Braxton. He's a sophomore from Frisco, Texas, the transfer from Arkansas. As we look at the two offenses, for the Citadel, the coordinator is Lamar Owens, scoring just 22 points per game is their offense. 2 quarterback system and will run 45 times a game. Will use a bunch of shifts and formations and they've run 4 flea flickers on the year as well, where the quarterback takes a snap, flips it back, gets it back, if you will, and throws downfield. We'll watch for that. At center, number 57, that is Mike Bartolacci. He is a graduate student from Jacksonville, Florida, pre-all SoCon. Right guard, 65, Sawyer Whitman, a senior from Gaffney, South Carolina. Right tackle, 60, Brady Pickett, redshirt freshman from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Left guard is number 62. That is Mike Lingy. Lingy is a redshirt sophomore from Canada. He's from Montreal, Quebec. And at left tackle, 77, Tyler Higgins-Hill, a redshirt sophomore from Raleigh, North Carolina. At tight end, number 80, Saul Diaz, a graduate student from Columbia, South Carolina. You look at their wideouts, and number 83, Braylon Knoth, a sophomore from Orlando, Florida, will be one of the starters. He's second on the team with 11 catches, has 184 yards. Second on the team with 2 TDs. He's got the second longest catch of the year at 61 yards. Also at wideout, number 84, Jihad Marks, a graduate student from Goodyear, Arizona. Transfer out of Louisiana's McNeese State. Number 1 in the SoCon with 36.7 yards per catch. He's a go-getter. 8 catches, but 294 yards, which is second on the team. 5 touchdowns leads the team, and he's got the longest catch of the year at 72 yards. Also at wideout, number 2, Javonte Graves-Billups. He'll be in the slot. The graduate student from Mobile, Alabama, leads them with 26 catches, 316 yards. Second on the team with 2 touchdown grabs. Running back, 22, Garrison Johnson, graduate student from Marvell, Texas, transfer from Northwestern. 73 carries, 347 yards, second on the team with 5 touchdowns rushing, and has the longest, second longest run on the team at 55 yards. And starting at quarterback, we'll see 17, Quentin Hayes, redshirt sophomore from Enterprise, Alabama, transfer from Air Force. He's 35 of 55 for 544 yards through the air, 64%, 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. He's run the ball, though, a team best 101 times, second most yards, 466, and most touchdowns with 6. Kobe Tompkins, the other quarterback, actually started last week's game, too. They put both quarterbacks in, and Tompkins was in the slot, but he'll play about half the game. Redshirt freshman from Atlanta, Georgia, and Tompkins is 30 of 47, 462 yards, 64% as well. 4 TDs and 1 interception, but he's run the ball the second most on the team, 82 carries, and has the most yardage, 472 yards, 1 touchdown rushing for him. And that's a look at the Citadel offense for Ole Miss. Coordinator is Charlie Weiss Jr. Rebels first in the nation in plays of at least 30 yards with 33 now. And since 2020, Ole Miss leads all FBS schools with 500.7 yards per game. The offensive line will go with first, second the SEC, and 12th in the U.S. with only 8 quarterback sacks allowed, only 2 in conference play this year for the O-line. For the Rebels at center, 62, Bryson Sanders, the sophomore from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Right guard, 75, Patrick Kutis from Memphis, Tennessee. The junior, right tackle, number 50, Jaden Williams, a senior from Conway, Arkansas. Left guard, 51, is Delano Townsend, the sophomore from Flint, Michigan. And left tackle is 61, Diego Pounds, a senior from Raleigh, North Carolina. Tight end, number 8, Daquan Wright, the senior from Perry, Georgia. 24 catches, 436 yards. Leads Ole Miss with 4 touchdown catches. Has the second longest catch at 65 yards. Wideout number 2, Trey Wallace, the senior from Montgomery, Alabama. 28 catches, 492 yards to lead Ole Miss in both of those categories. 2 touchdowns is second most. At wideout as well, number 1, Deshaun Stribling, the senior from Hawaii. 25 catches, 2 TDs, 18.2 yards per catch is a team best. And he's got the longest catch of the year. That's 75 yards that he got, in fact, last week. Kewan Lacy will be the starting running back. The sophomore from Dallas, Texas, leads the SEC in second nationally with 13 rushing touchdowns, the fourth most in a season at Ole Miss, still with 4-plus games to play. Lacy has 189 carries, which leads the nation, 863 yards with the 13 TDs, his longest run, 54. He's caught the ball 21 times for 121 yards as well. He's second nationally with 65 missed tackles on the season. He's had a fantastic year, 24 carries, career high, 167 yards last week against South Carolina. Caden Lee will be one of the receivers, two number 19, the junior from Kennesaw, Georgia. 20 catches, 359 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Trinidad Chambliss is set to start at quarterback, the senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. 140 of 231 for 2,023 yards, 61%, 10 TDs, only 2 interceptions on the year. He leads the SEC in yards per completion at 14.5. 97 carry today and hotty tidy. And time now for our Richard Schwartz injury update, brought to you by our friends at Richard Schwartz & Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all. Let's check with John Darnell.
Yeah, Antonio Kike, the junior cornerback, did not dress today and will not play. He's the only one we have out.
And dealing with a hamstring, we understand,
yeah,
maybe.
Said he's coming along, but just holding him out today.
You know, I thought Beavers came on and played pretty good last week in a backup role there as well. Okay, thank you, John. We'll continue their pregame show shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
When seconds making a play, Schwartz got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good hustle.
Two things, communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself. All right? Wildcats on three.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Family owned and operated, the Payne Companies of Hattiesburg is a management company developing and investing in a wide variety of businesses like home health, hospice and private duty companies, senior living communities, real estate, pharmacies and hotels and resorts. The Payne Companies is also known for its philanthropic efforts, raising money and supporting a wide variety of community initiatives. To find out how the Payne Companies can serve you or your organization, visit our website at payneco.com or call 601-582-6031.
NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steps up in the pocket, lots of time, throws deep.
Caught at the 20! He trots into the end zone! Touchdown! He breaks the plane! Touchdown! Ole Miss!
By 50, he's in the clear.
He's in the end zone, boys!
You can't catch him!
Takes it to the house!
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
He's hit! He's hammered and sacked at the 35-yard line.
Got it!
Right over! They lost him again! And Lane Kiffin throws his clipboard 8 rows up in the stands. pouring onto the field.
Hobby time. This is Ole Miss football.
This is Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Today's game is brought to you by CSpire. Want the best of the best on your roster? Time to call in CSpire. Advanced technology solutions for homes and businesses built to make your life faster, smarter, and easier. There's more to see at CSpire.com. CSpire, customer inspired. Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola by Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions, official bank of the SEC. Once again, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And welcome back. You're listening to Countdown to Kickoff. We've got Harry's keys coming up here shortly and the coin toss. We do owe you a station ID. We'll take that a little bit early. Let's pause 10 seconds on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Jackson's home for news, traffic, weather, talk, and Ole Miss sports.
WFMN, Flora Jackson.
97.3 FM, Super Talk, Mississippi.
Crowd growing, beautiful day. Ole Miss and the Citadel coming up on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. Internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
So.
St. Dominic's, Harry's Diagnosis coming your way. It's time for that. Early detection is the game changer against breast cancer. Visit stdom.com/cancercare to schedule your mammogram. Let's check with Harry, see what he's thinking about whipping the Citadel.
Yes, David, we're talking about the second weekend in November, and the Rebels are going to step out of the conference to play the Citadel Bulldogs. Let's talk about this offense, of course. And my first key is no complacency. Lane Kiffin has hammered this home all week, David. The offense has got a chance to get better. Trinidad Chambliss had an off week, an off night, we thought, last Saturday night. Didn't throw the ball particularly well. So I think today the Rebel offensive pass game has a chance to get much better.
and we need to take advantage of that. And my second key is domination. I think this Rebel offensive line has been the best group so far in this season. I think they've been the most consistent. They're playing together. They've done an excellent job of protecting the quarterback. And today, the size differential should give us a really good opportunity to run the football effectively. And my third key on offense is get in and get out. The depth of the Rebel offense, we ought to get the opportunity to see some backups that have not been able to play this year. I want the domination to start early, and I want to see some a lot of different guys in positions that have not been played. And I want to see no one injured on that offense. Of course, we flip the page and talk about this Rebel defense. And this Citadel Bulldog offense is run heavy. That's my first key. Both quarterbacks, backup and starter, are the leading rushers in yardage for the Citadel Bulldogs. So today our linebackers and DN have really got us to be gap protective. They've got to stay home, make sure when those quarterbacks pull the ball on those read options, they're there to make the tackle. And my second key is the defensive front of the Rebels. We should have quite the size advantage today in the contest with the Citadel. So stopping the run will be priority number one for Franklin, Harris, Eccles, and Brown. They should dominate inside. I'd like to see some new faces on that defensive front as the game progresses. And finally, my third key for the defensive of the Rebels is takeaways. Ole Miss is secondary. He's not had a lot of picks. Citadel doesn't throw the football that much, but when they throw it, they throw it up and give you opportunities to come away with the football. And I want to see this Rebel secondary have some picks and turn this ball over and give the Rebels a lot of opportunities for short drives. And finally, we can't go on without talking about the special teams. And I don't want to see Oscar Byrd today. I want him to stay over here, not get on the field at all. And then whatever Lucas Canero, I want every drive to end with a kick with Lucas Canero involved in it. If we take care of those businesses today, David, we're going to come out here in about 3.5 hours with another huge victory for the Rebels.
You know, we had Canero and also Byrd on Rep Talk this week. Great interview with both. I said, don't tell Lane Kiffin that you had 5 punts against Oklahoma. He said, I did, didn't I? So that's right. He doesn't like to punt. Here come the Rebels onto the field wearing their white pants with the navy blue jerseys, the navy blue hat with the Ole Miss on the side of the hat in the American colors, if you will, with the stars in the Ole and the stripes in the Miss looking pretty good. And Citadel today is wearing their all white with their light blue numbers, light blue helmets with the C on the side of the helmet in navy blue. That's going to be hard to see. I'm glad I got a couple of spotters up here. We're going to go to John Darnell, who's going to have the coin toss here as they come onto the field in just a matter of moments. You've been listening to Countdown to Kickoff. It's been brought to you by Guarantee Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guarantee Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guarantee Bank today. And Heidi Toddy, we are now 2 minutes and 20 seconds away from getting this thing underway as the captains now are walking to the center of the field. A beautiful day, 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies, sun has popped up. It's been unusually warm.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.